Upachasas. Actually, the mind, like rainwater, is pure in its natural state. If we were to drop green coloring into clear rainwater, however, it would turn green. If we were to drop yellow coloring, it would turn yellow. The mind reacts similarly. When a comfortable mental impression, quote unquote, drops into the mind is comfortable. When the mental impression is uncomfortable, the mind is uncomfortable. The mind becomes, quote unquote, cloudy, just like the colored water. When clear water contacts yellow, it turns yellow. When it contacts green, it turns green. It will change color every time. Actually, that water which is green or yellow is naturally clean and clear. This is also the natural state of the mind, clean and pure and unconfused. It becomes confused only because it pursues mental impressions, gets lost in its moods. Let me explain more clearly. Right now, we are sitting in a peaceful forest. Here, if there's no wind, a leaf remains still. When a wind blows, it flaps and flutters. The mind is similar to that leaf. When it contacts a mental impression, it too flaps and flutters according to the nature of that mental impression. And the less we know of Dhamma, the more the mind will continually pursue mental impressions. Feeling happy, it succumbs to happiness. Feeling suffering, it succumbs to suffering. There is constant confusion. So I think that's a important kind of practice or training for oneself is just can I just return to this simple knowing? And what's the difference between the knowing and the mood? The knowing and the assumption, the knowing and the impression, and how much do I get? How much do I add to it? How much do I react to it? How much do I invest in it? How much do I get tangled up into it? And where can I return to a place of stillness and clarity? And it's of course it's right here. Being encouraging ourselves to be able to do that, to return to that sense.